Hey guys, my name is Rita B and welcome to my podcast, Faking Adulthood, where we talk all things about absolutely nothing because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know anything. Anyways, every week I'll be having a different co-host and we'll be talking about life and love and things and every single thing in between. Today, my co-host is Destiny DeLore. Hey, cheers, cheers, cheers. Wow. Claps, roars, audience. Oh my days.
I love that. I feel like that's the best way I've ever been introed before.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You got to get the vibes going.
Yeah, you gave it. You bought it.
Feel like there's an audience right here.
Even though there's only one person.
There's only one person here, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we cheered on her behalf.
Exactly.
And all the people that would have loved to be here as well.
Well, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So happy to have you here.
Happy to be here.
Like I was saying earlier, it's always weird when you see someone online, and then now they're just in front of you. And you're
Just live-o.
And you're like, okay, what's she going to be like?
Mm-hmm. What's she really going to be like?
What's her vibe?
Let's dig into this.
Yeah, like, is she really an extrovert?
Vibes, yeah, or is it
introvert?
All for show? Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean? Is she really sweet? Is she sweet or is she not sweet? Do you
exactly.
know what I mean?
Like yeah.
We just never know what we're going to get. So
you're really excited.
You're going to get it.
That sounded like a threat. You're going to get it.
I know, I actually felt a bit scared. You said that like a threat.
You're going to get it.
You're going to get it. You're going to get my personality today.
I'm excited to shine.
I love that.
I'm excited to shine.
You're excited to shine. And you will shine.
I will. I'm shining already.
You're shining already. You're actually shining already. I feel the shine. The shine is reflecting on me. And I'm just happy that you're here today.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, as the guys know, I like to start my show with a complaint of the day.
Hit me.
Okay? It's something that's very important to me.
Okay.
It's something that even if I didn't have the rest of the show, the complaints would have to stay.
It has to. Okay. It's part of my process. Are you going to give me one?
Yes. Trust me. I'm going to get it. Yeah.
Okay.
So I have a lot of complaints. I always have a lot of complaints.
Okay.
But my complaint today is quite simple, actually.
I'm excited to hear it.
Yeah, it's quite simple. So
are you going to back it up?
We'll see. It's a random one. It's not too crazy this week, actually. It's not really about me personally. It's just a thought.
Okay.
Also.
Thought provoking.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay. So my complaint of the day is really simple. As we've seen, Bad Boys came out recently, right? Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Really happy about that. Okay. And Will Smith went to the cinema. And he watched the film with his fans.
I saw this.
You know?
And then he came out.
And he came out and he's all
and
like, yo.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, that's fantastic. So my complaint of the day today really is, I want us to bring back real celebrities. Yeah. For me, celebrities have been talking too much of recent, you know. That stardom isn't really there anymore. That mystique, you know. They've nearly ruined Will Smith with the Red Table Talk because they told us too much stuff.
They told us way too much.
Do you know what I mean? In the beginning, it was exciting. It was like, oh, wow, we're getting to know some stuff.
Yeah.
And then eventually, we started to get uncomfortable. Yeah. Like, oh,
that red table.
I don't think I'm supposed to know that. I'm not meant to know about any entanglement.
What's that word that Jada used?
Entanglement.
Ah!
Entanglement.
Yeah, crazy.
They really, really entangled our feelings about Will Smith with that entanglement story. So for me, when I saw him there again, you know, it's doing really well in the box office. Do you know what I mean? I was like, you know what? Bring back celebrities that are just quiet. We don't know much about them.
The mysteriousness of it all.
Yeah, like bring back mystery.
Do you know who does that well?
Who?
Beyonce.
Exactly.
Now that is what you call a celebrity.
That is what you call a celebrity.
I feel like I'm with you on your complaint. You know why?
Yeah.
I feel like in this day and age, anyone could be a celebrity. Everyone's just getting that title. You can't just give anyone that title.
You can't.
I feel like the Beyoncés, exactly.
You're struggling.
Beyonce knows how to actually.
Do you know what I mean?
Have like that fan base and engage at times, but still have that. She's on a different level. Do you know what I mean? We're here and she's like here.
And I think that's good.
Yeah.
I don't think we should have the access that we should have. And on the other side, I do get the whole like, they're not better than us. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think celebrities are like better and like they're gods, you know, anything like that.
God forbid.
Do you know what I mean? Do you get it?
Yeah, but I
like the idea of like being excited if a celebrity is watching a film with me because it's like, whoa, I would never imagine that you'd be here with me. Do you know what I mean? There's a mystique about it. Nowadays, it's just too much access.
But do you think that it's because of social media?
I think so.
Because now, before like Instagram and Snapchat, you don't know what a celebrity is doing on their Monday to Friday, but now you can just watch their story and see what they're up to.
Yeah.
So it's more on the same level.
You've got to close it down.
Yeah. like that.
They gotta go. They just gotta disappear, man. They've gotta be like that. I think actors do it quite well. Like you don't really a lot of actors. You don't really hear from them unless they're in a project.
Yeah, and they gotta do like a press run type thing.
You know
thing.
What I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, I think that's good because okay. I don't want to know too much about you because now you're ruining the character for me. Because now if I know you're an arsehole in real life,
it's not the same.
Something's like.
But wouldn't you want to know rather than be like?
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Would be surprised.
Yeah,
yeah, it's tricky. But I don't make the rules.
You
bring
don't.
Back celebrities. Do you
say
know
that
I mean?
Again?
Bring back celebrities.
Do you know what I thought you said?
What do you think I said? What do you think I said?
I thought you said big back celebrities. I was going to say, how did we get here? What the hell? Do you know everyone's talking
been,
about
that
big,
been
back,
really
big
unhinged.
Back stuff? Like, yeah, yeah, do you know what yeah, I mean? Yeah, I thought yeah, you said yeah. big back celebrities.
No, that would have been so
said,
unhinged.
Bring back, okay.
Bring them back.
Celebrities.
Yeah,
okay.
And that's just...
That's your complaint of the day.
Yes, that's my
okay.
complaint of the day.
I've bring, got mine.
Okay, yeah, I
want
to
hear it.
I absolutely want
to
hear it.
My one's not like... It's just a thought that came to my mind. Because mm-hmm. I went to this Nigerian shop near my, in my ends. Mm-hmm. And basically they do this, like they do like jollof, they do plantain, they do like lamb chops and stuff. And long story short, I had the rice mm-hmm. and it was just delicious. Mm. And it was just making me think about how much I hate like mushy rice. Mm. Like I've been to so many different like parties or like link ups or get togethers or I've like ordered food and like, let me not even call out the place that I ordered from, but I ordered food from this place the other day and the rice was mushy. And I just don't think rice should be mushy. Are you a mushy rice babe?
You know what? As you're talking, it's actually triggered me because I also ordered food recently.
How did it go?
And it was mushy.
Why is
and
it?
And it was so sad.
I hate it. I feel like I like
eating
when
porridge.
My rice has, yeah, exactly. Or like rice pudding. Like I don't want my rice to have that sort of consistency. I like when the rice isn't too hard, but it's got a bit of body to it.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's my complaint. Like, don't overcook the rice to the point where it's like rice pudding. Like, I want normal rice.
Yeah. Like, the rice, it's not too hard. It's
not too
soft.
It's just in the middle.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a skill.
Huh?
It's a skill. To just get it like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I'll be honest, though. I've never cooked rice in my life. I'll be so honest. So do you know what? Don't put this in.
It's in. It's locked in, actually.
My future husband cannot see this.
Wait, let's unpack that. Oh, destiny. Okay.
Yeah.
So why have you not made rice before?
Okay, honestly, I can actually explain.
No, I'm ready. To, look,
okay.
I'm not judging
yeah,
you.
Don't, yeah,
this
have
is
an open mind.
This
have
is
an
a
open
safe
mind.
Space.
Okay. The reason why I've never cooked rice is because I cook like spaghetti, pasta, like that kind of vibe. Because rice, just for me, it's just a bit long. Do you know what I mean? Like you've got to wash it. Mm-hmm. And then after that, like...
Wash it, then cook it.
Yeah, it's just a bit long. Like, I just...
Yeah.
A bit of pasta, you put the hot water, you put a bit of oil, a bit of salt, and then you just put the pasta, let it do what it's got to do. And then I feel like with rice, you've got to, like, match up the water. You've got to do something with the water levels, no?
Yeah. Just to make sure. Yeah.
And, like,
That's just too much for you.
Yeah, I've just never attempted. But the thing is, yeah, I feel like if I did, I could do it, innit?
Well, we would never know because you haven't done it. Do you know what I mean? That's like me saying that, you know, if I had wheels, I could ride a bike. You know what I'm saying? Like that guy that was like, yeah, if I had wheels, I'll be a bike.
But,
like,
yeah,
do you know what I mean?
No, fair. But I genuinely do believe in my heart of hearts that if I wanted to cook rice, I would.
But it's not, you don't really need to believe. You can just cook
do it.
Yeah.
No, but see, I'm like I said, I'm a pasta babe. It's going to be like minced meat, pasta vibe, meatballs. Mm. Just so many different.
But are you a pasta babe because of your fear of cooking rice?
So it's a fear now.
It's given you're scared of the pot and the water and the levels. Do you know what I mean? Like,
just for convenience.
You know?
Just for convenience.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
It takes like...
I really just exposed myself. Crazy.
You know what? It's okay. It just... You know what? That's touched me, actually. Because it feels like you feel safe enough to say such a big secret.
Oh, it's just word vomit. I don't know.
Either way, I'm going to take it.
Yeah, take it.
I'm going to take it. Because you felt that this was a safe space for you to reveal your secrets to me. And the first one you've revealed to me today is that you cannot make rice.
Whoa. I've not made rice.
Until you make it, you cannot make it.
Wow. Okay. Fair.
The day you make it, you have to literally tag me and show me.
And show you. Yeah. Be like, look, Rita, this is what I've done. Like, take it in.
And you know what's crazy? It's just like the audacity for you to judge mushy rice.
Yeah. When I don't even be making it.
You don't even know.
Oh,
what
no, this
rice
is gonna look so crazy. No, but even though I haven't made it, I can still judge it.
I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? Because there's been meat, like, there's been meals that you haven't made, but when you've had different types, you can
know.
Say this one's a good one. This one's a bad one.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
Wow. So much revealed. So
soon. Much in such little time.
So what can you make? What's your like go-to, apart from like pasta and minced beef, like do you have like another thing that's like your go-to?
Okay.
If you're going to cook for someone, you're like, this is what I've got.
Do you know what? like, I can cook, but you know some babes, like when a guy's like, oh, like, what can you cook? They'll be like, oh yeah, I can make this, I can make that, like, allow it. Like, I'm not going to tell you my whole resume type thing.
Yeah.
But like, I can make like a little, I don't know, macaroni and cheese, like lamb chops.
Come on, lamb. Yeah.
I can make roast potatoes, mash potatoes.
This is very detailed stuff. I don't want you to play this down. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Not everyone can make lamb chops.
No, but this kind of basic. All you have to do is season it and then put it in an air fryer.
Look, I can't make mac and cheese.
You can't make mac and cheese?
No, I tried it once and it was fantastic, but I believe it was a fluke. Because when I tried it again,
yeah,
it was absolutely terrible.
No, but mac and cheese is literally the simplest meal to make ever.
I don't know why I can't. It's just...
What's going on there?
Oh, wow. You're
coming from me about the rice, but you can't even make...
Wow!
Simple mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese is a bit more layers. You have to add the different cheeses,
yeah,
and the layers.
Yeah, the red Leicester. Yeah.
See, when I tried to make it, I just put one cheese.
Oh, wow. So there was no variation in the top. Wow, no, that's crazy.
It was just one...
What can you make?
I don't want to be that person, but I can make pretty much everything.
No, but same. Yeah. I should have answered like that.
Yeah, like, I'm like a Niger babe. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, fair.
So like, stew, nice. Jollof rice, chicken wings.
Nice.
Oh, I've got this pasta that I make that's so good. It's so simple, but it's so good. And it's all it is. It's garlic, lemon, and...
Lemon.
Yeah, and butter, literally. And it's just so fresh. It just tastes so fresh.
You lost me at the lemon, babe.
Really? You just need the lemon. It just adds a little...
You know when you like go out and you get food and they like give you a lemon?
You don't like it?
I never use the lemon.
Really?
I never use the lemon. Nah, like, I don't want it to be citrusy. Like,
no, it doesn't taste citrusy at all. Not even a little bit citrusy.
So what's the point?
I don't know. It just freshens it. I don't know why.
I know that a lot of people do that with fish.
Yeah, it just does a little...
Nah. Never do it. Not for me.
But when a guy asks me if I can cook, I actually tell him I can't.
Interesting. Why? Yeah.
I just feel like I don't need to prove to you...
This is what I'm saying.
...whether I can cook or I can't cook, or I have to now prove to you, oh, I'm a good girlfriend, I'm a good wife.
I could be your wife, yeah.
I've gone beyond that. Like, when I was younger, I used to, like, overdo it. Do you know what I mean? My aunt would be cooking... And then I'll post it on my Snapchat and I'll say, oh, I'm cooking right now. My aunt will be in the background trying to talk. I'm like, cool down.
Yeah, I'm trying to make this look like it's me.
Moment. I used to do all of that kind of stuff. But now I'm older, I'm just like, I really don't care. Like, if at your age you don't know how to cook for yourself, I can't help you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Worry about your own cooking skills.
You worry about you.
Yeah, worry about
now
you.
Now worry about me. I'm not here to be your chef or whatever. I'm not going to pretend that I don't order food. A lot of the
me
time.
Me and Uber Eats go together real bad.
Real bad. Oof. Real bad. You know, oof. Real bad.
Real
and
bad.
I'm not ashamed. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like it just gave me freedom. So now when the guy's like, oh yeah, can you cook? If I fancy you, you will know if I can cook.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, like that. Like you'll cook for them.
If I like you and we're chilling, whatever, I have no qualms
making
food.
I can like you, but I'm not going to cook for you.
If you're at my house and let me have food. I'm not saying I'm going to like cook for you and bring it to your work.
Yeah. No, okay. I was going to say, that's a bit scary.
No. But if we're like hanging out and stuff, and you happen to be at mine or whatever, and there's food, cool. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like, honestly speaking, when a guy asks you that question and you say too much, he's automatically thought, oh, this is going to be easy. Like, it's like, you've, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like he's won. Like, if you try.
Like you're trying to describe yourself.
Yeah,
I can make yourself.
This.
Yeah.
Like, I'm basically Jamie Oliver. Like, it's you've lost it. You've lost it.
Yeah,
but if you play it cool, like I'm if someone asks me that, I'm going to say, like, you might find out, you might not in it. Like,
you might find out, you might not.
You might not. Do you know what I mean? Because that leaves it more mysterious. Do you know what I mean? I'm not about to give you my whole cooking resume.
Yeah, I hear it. What are your views on being mysterious? Is that a brand that you've been able to attain?
Do you know what? Even if I wanted it to be mysterious, I could never be mysterious.
Yeah.
I'll get to a function of some sort, and before you know it, like, I'm on the dance floor, or I'm laughing really loud or something.
Honestly,
do you know what I mean? I can't do the mysterious thing. I feel like it's even like forced a bit. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know you've got bants. Why are you not showing it?
Do you get it?
I don't know what, for me personally, because I'm such an extroverted person, I don't know what would be the benefits of being mysterious.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I tried to be mysterious a few times.
How did it go?
I failed every time.
Okay, because your self just came through, right?
Every single time. Like, I'm not like I'm a mix. So I think I'm a ambivert. I think that's what they say.
Yeah.
So I'm a mix. So like, some days I'm like just, you know. But one thing about me, I talk a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I might not be like the loudest in the room or whatever, but I'm going to gist. One thing about me,
nice.
I'm a gist.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's hard to be mysterious, and it's hard to, I'm private, but I'm not mysterious. You're going to have an idea about who I am and yeah. what I'm about. And
Why do you think people want to be mysterious?
I feel like they just like this idea of like, because when people are like, oh, they like to announce that they're such a private person. Mm. Do you know what I mean? They're like, oh, I'm so private. I've got nothing to say. I feel like
if you announce you're private, you're not private. Like, you're just trying to be private.
And then even when you dig deep, like, what's even this thing that you're hiding? There's nothing that they have to be private about. Yeah. That's the thing I don't get. I'm like, it's not even like you have this deep, deep secret. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Even when we get to the crux of it.
There's nothing worthy of being private about type thing. Yeah, that
Do you know
sense.
What I mean? Like, yeah. you're just... I feel people just like this whole like
it's like being, a cool aesthetic.
Yeah, yeah. like being like cool.
I'm so mysterious.
I'm so mysterious. Like, oh, I'm gosh. Like an onion. You have to like keep peeling yeah, me to layers, know who I am. Yeah. Layers upon layers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Please. Allow it.
Allow it, man. Yeah, take yeah, these yeah. layers away.
Mm-hmm. I ain't Let's got just time. Be raw with it. Yeah.
I just want to like don't give me the gist. Mm-hmm. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Give me the tea.
That makes sense.
Like what's really going on? Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like. Yeah. You know, I like to gist it keeps me alive. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It keeps me going, and that's what I like. But yeah, I can never be mysterious, man. It's
When you tried it, what did you do? You just didn't talk?
Yeah, I just tried to like not talk too much. Like on my stories, it would just be like pictures.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No face, no case.
Yeah, you don't know where I am. You don't know who I'm with. Do you know what I mean?
Are you the kind of person that posts when they're there or when they've left?
Oh, when I've left. What do you do?
Oh, I'm posting live over. Catch me outside. How about that? Like, if you want to pull up, pull up. I literally was in Blue Water the other day and I snapped it. And yeah, like.
What?
Yeah. To be honest though, I feel like unless you're like, on a, you know how we were talking about celebrities, like yeah, unless you're yeah. actually a celebrity, no one cares where you are, so you can post it.
That's crazy. I post when I've left.
Why?
Because I just, maybe in my mind, I just find people so weird. And I'm like,
fair.
What if, like, I'm not famous, do you know what I mean? I'm not famous at all. Mm-mm. But I'm like, but what if, like, there's an op? Do you know what I mean? I've got a secret op. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm in
secret ops. Didn't think of that.
Do you know what I mean? And I'm now saying, oh yeah, yeah, I'm in Blue Water. Yeah, yeah. And they're like, oh yeah, she's in Blue Water.
We can get her now.
Now's the time. And it's live-o.
Catch me outside. I just feel like if I ever was to become famous, then I'd be more careful about the
time.
But you're
very popular though.
You
are popular. Like if we're being real, you are popular.
I'm just a girl.
You're just a girl. Just a girl. But you know, I'm sure you are popular. You know, if you walk down the street, in certain areas, I'm sure they'll be like,
"Hey, oh Destiny! Yeah, Destiny! Oh my God, Destiny! Yeah." But like, do you know what? Yeah, maybe it's like naivety. Mm. Is naivety a word, or is it naive?
Yeah. No, naivety is a word. I'm glad that you asked me that. Actually, okay. I've been talking to the guys on this podcast about improving my English.
Okay, is that a good one?
It felt like your spirit knew. Mm. That I would know the answer.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel
I felt
touched.
Comfortable enough to know that you'd know the answer.
Yeah,
to
yeah, because I've been telling people I'm learning English.
Okay,
again.
Well, amazing. So, yeah. Naivety. I don't know if it's naivety. Imagine if after this podcast we check and it's not even a word. Hey! Anyways, I don't know if it's naivety, but like, I just don't think something bad would happen to me. My God. Yeah. Hey.
In Jesus' name, nothing bad would happen. Nothing to will you. Happen. Do you know what I mean? But it's more like, maybe it's just like a cautious thing because people just can be weird.
Fair. And people are weird.
People are weird.
Do you know when I knew people were weird? Mm. When that documentary came out, when the best friend threw acid in the girl's face, that's what I knew. Yeah, this world we live in, it's crazy.
And you know what's insane? It's what? That it was her best friend.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't even a stranger. Did you watch the whole documentary?
I don't think I did, actually.
So basically, not the only, but part of the reason why they clocked who it was because basically the best friend that threw the acid in the face, she had like a bit of a limp.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, the Naomi one.
Yes, I think that's her name.
Oh, yes, I did watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think it was on BBC Three. But like,
yes, I did
yeah,
watch
the best friend had like a limp. And then
when she was walking away
yeah,
on the camera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's how they put the two limps together and said, it is her, which is crazy. But the thing is, whenever I think about it, like, man said you went to go source out acid.
Do you know how crazy
that
is?
To then throw it in your friend's face.
Yeah, it's scary.
Like, is that actually mental health at that point? Because what's going on?
Scary. There's, you know, like, there's multiple steps before you make a decision. Mm. And that's what gets to me. It's like, you sat down and you felt annoyed about something, right? You felt that jealousy. Even at that moment, you didn't, like, clock yourself and
be like, chill, this is my friend.
Why am I feeling like this? This is my friend. Like, why did I feel away? Okay, that was now step one. Step two, you now feel, actually, I want to do something bad to her. I want to teach her a lesson, yeah?
Step four.
Bro, you even skipped step three. You now thought, how can I do this? You now thought acid. You didn't, even at that point, you didn't think to yourself, nah, I'm moving crazy.
This is, no, but acid? That's actually crazy.
This is insane. And then you think, oh, I'm going to Google it. Hi. Where do I find acid?
Crazy.
If someone asked me to say, where can I find acid? I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I don't know where you can find it. Where you can find it? I don't know. You now had to Google it. You did research, bro. The time when you could be researching how you can better yourself, you're researching acid. Crazy. And then you still could have stopped.
Yeah.
You then went to go and order it or go and buy it.
Yeah. You've gone to go and buy it. And then what's the next step?
You now find out where your friend is. Even then you could have been like, you see her and you could have been like,
nah.
Come on.
Yeah. Let's be for real.
Come on.
Nah, I'm not really going to do it. She went to then do it. And she even dressed up in a whole like disguise, like long dress, like face covered. Crazy. So it's defo premeditated.
It's so premeditated.
But it's sickening.
It's sickening and it's scary. And it's the fact that it's her friend.
Yeah.
But they do say like more time, yeah, when people who are going to hurt you is people that's close to you. Yeah. And I get that.
Scariest
you know.
Thing though.
Yeah. But I get that because they know more about you. I think it's rare that it's like a stranger. Unless, I mean, it happens.
Strangers online, they will say they will chat the most.
Yeah.
The people close to you in real life can do the most.
Because they know your pattern, right?
Yeah.
They know like where you're going to be. You're going to tell them what you're doing. It's real scary, you know.
Yeah,
it's so hard
weird.
To trust people.
Are weird.
Trust me. That's why when I clock people's energies a bit.
Sus.
Somehow I'm like, let me.
Are you quite a good gauge at gauging that?
Yeah, I feel like I am. I feel like I'm quite sensitive to shifts.
Nice.
In people's, you know, but I've been wrong before, so I'm not perfect at it. But for sure,
been wrong as in you thought someone's was off, and then you.
Yeah, like wasn't. No, as in I thought someone was cool, like friends. Ooh. That I was like, yeah, we're good, like we're cool, mm-hmm. but secretly they hated me.
Hated. That's a bit strong.
I mean, but that's. I mean, I think they hated me.
Damn,
to be honest. Like,
fair.
Yeah, definitely. Like, and it came out later on that they actually disliked me. And I had no idea. I was like, yeah, these are my dogs, these are my friends.
Yeah, locked in. It wasn't like that
locked
at all.
In. What? They all came together and they literally told me all the things they hate about me. Yeah, it was quite traumatizing. Yeah.
Damn. Mm. Do you know, though, there's certain experiences like that that would just make you a stronger person and make you more like in tune with whether something's genuine or not. So
yeah.
It's kind of all works together for the good.
Yeah. Have you ever had any moments that have made you like, that you come out the other side and you're like, okay, I feel stronger from this experience.
Do you know what? Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, the question is whether I want to talk about it.
I know. I'm looking at you like, I saw you thinking it. I was like, are you going to tell
us
the example?
But then there's more than one. There is more than one, but there's a main one.
Okay. Whatever you're comfortable with.
Yeah, for sure. I think that... Do you know what? I'ma just be raw with it, you know? I'ma be raw with it. I got cheated on back in 2020. Don't do that. And obviously like 4 years on, now that I'm on the other side of it, obviously I'm a lot stronger and like, but it just really did mold me as a person. And I actually do, like now that I'm on the other side, I can actually see how like it was all part of God's plan. But at the time, it was just the whole betrayal aspect of it.
Yeah.
And I really had to just like heal. I really had to spend a lot of time healing.
But I
think that the version of destiny that I was in 2020 is a very different version of who I am now. And that's based on just maturing in time, but that is also based on that situation.
Yeah.
And just learning how to move on without answers or without that sense of closure. Or even when sometimes, to be fair though, with closure, it's a bit of a techie one because sometimes you have to actually create your own closure. Or sometimes the level of closure that the person gives you ain't even enough, or it's not even like
doesn't even give. The closure ain't given.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I would say that it has taught me to be a lot stronger, a lot thicker skinned, and expect the unexpected.
Lord, honestly, and a man will definitely do that.
100%.
They would actually teach you to see how you just crowned it. Expect the unexpected, and it's so hard because you want to expect the unexpected in a good way. Do you know what I mean? And like in an exciting way that okay, this is gonna work
like
out.
Like an optimistic
in
way,
an optimistic way. But it's like the older you get and the more experiences that you have, it's so hard to like not expect the unexpected in a bad way. 100. Do you know what I mean? You have to teach yourself.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that. Although there's been positive sides to me overcoming.
You have to overcome it. Trust me. Stuff like that could really rattles you.
Although there's positive aspects to coming out of that, I think that there's also a bit of negative ones in a sense that now I'm just like, my level of, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, what's the word where you like the level that you take or like
tolerance.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. My tolerance is so, like, any little thing,
bye.
Yeah, literally, it's nah. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. I have less patience for things like that. And I do think that that's, it's kind of, it can be seen as a good thing or a bad thing, but
yeah,
I do definitely see the negative aspects of it.
Yeah,
because I have less grace for guys, basically. Yeah. So as soon as you show me a little bit of a, I'm just like, next. Nah. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is kind of
it's kind of good, but then it's kind of bad because I think no one's perfect. I'm not perfect, so I can't expect someone else to be perfect.
True. I feel like it's like just knowing what your non-negotiables are. Do you know what I mean?
What are your top three?
Yeah. Oh, my top three is a guy that has. I cannot be of a guy that's not kind.
Okay.
Like, so that.
But don't you feel like they're kind at the start?
See, that's the thing. So it's not about being kind to me.
Ah.
It's actually kind in general.
Are like, you kind to the waiter?
Do you get it? Are you kind to like someone you absolutely don't know and they literally cannot give you anything? Like, how do your friends describe you? Do they describe you as friend as kind? Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, stuff like that. It's not even about how you treat me. How a guy treats me in the beginning, I'm just like, okay, cool, let's see.
Yeah, what's this,
do you know what I mean? Let's see. But it's more so like how other people, like how they talk about you, how they regard you, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, all right, cool. Because then it tells me that you're going to be kind to me even when you don't like me. Do you know what I mean? I can't be with someone that's only kind to me because you fancy me. Because when
because
you don't fancy me,
the circumstances are good.
What's going to happen? You're going to treat me like a witch, please.
Yeah.
let's not do that. Yeah. So that's like something I can't be with a guy who like makes me feel like unimportant. Do you know what I mean? So he kind of little mans me. Like, so you know when you date certain guys, like, you could be really excited about something.
And they'd be like, meh.
Yeah.
It's like,
Do you know what I mean? Someone that chips away at your, you know, at your greatness. At your greatness and your confidence. And it's really subtle.
Yeah.
It's never, like, big ways.
No.
You know
but
what I'm saying?
But then over time, those chips get bigger and bigger. Yeah.
I need a guy that's, like, rooting for me.
Oh, you're doing this? Hey.
Excited. Yeah, like, let's go.
Let's celebrate.
Go.
Yeah.
I can't be with someone who's an atheist. That's
okay.
I can't do it.
Okay.
Like, I can actually handle, like, if you're not, like, heavily in church or anything like that, I'm fine with that because at least it's one of those things we all go through phases of, like, you're in church every week and then sometimes you're not, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That I can deal with. What I cannot deal with is you're just an atheist, like, completely. Because I'm just like, where do we go from here? You know? I don't want that situation where it's like, you're going through stuff and you're like, oh, babe, let's pray about this. It's like, oh, again. Do you know what I mean? Oh, like, where are the solutions, man? Like, I ain't got time for this praying.
See, I'm not gonna lie, that was gonna be my first one.
Yeah.
Like, my
mine wasn't in order, but what are your three non-negotiables?
So mine, it has to be a man of God. Yeah. I can't lie. In this treacherous earth we're living in, we gotta stay prayed up. And obviously, in my beliefs, like, the man is the head of the household. So if my man isn't a man of God, then where is he leading me to? Like, where are we going? Where are we going? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That'll be my first one. I need someone, but that is particular order because that one was the first one, but the next two aren't in particular order. But I need someone that's, like, emotionally intelligent. Right? Am I spitting?
100, like, if my list went on, yeah.
That would definitely be there.
100%.
Yeah, because you know what? And I feel like, I know that people have been like kind of dropping this whole emotional intelligent thing like more recently, but I really do need that because I feel like as a young woman, like I have emotions and I want to be able to get into my feminine bag. Like, I feel like I'm actually quite a strong, self-sufficient, self-assured type of person. So I don't easily allow people to see my more softer sides, but that's why I would require a man to like have that emotional intelligence intelligence to be able to allow me to feel comfortable showing that side, because you ain't gonna see that side if it's not that. And then my third one would probably be, can't lie, I need humor. I need 100%. To be kiki and left, right,
wow,
and center.
We have the same list.
Yeah. 100%. I need to laugh, because one thing I love to do is laugh. So
of course,
if we can make me laugh, like, even like, you know, the subtle jokes or like the just like little things, like, I just love to laugh, so I need someone funny.
Yeah, can you imagine being with someone that's just not
funny? Ain't no way.
I've actually dated someone before. Well, I say date. I went on a date with someone that I would make a joke and it just wouldn't land for him.
But is it because the joke didn't bang?
The joke banged? The joke banged.
It wasn't a knock knock, right?
No, it wasn't a knock knock. It was like a real, like, it was a funny, I felt like it was funny. But you know, it happened more than once. And we actually had a conversation.
Wait. So did you say, what, do you not find me funny? Like, how did that
I was just kind of like, I don't think this is going to work because clearly our humans are not the same. And it's like, I can't be explaining the joke to you.
Because once you explain the joke, it's not funny
anymore.
Do you
know what I mean? Yeah, and now it's uncomfortable because if you're not laughing with me, then it's giving you think I'm dumb or something. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So now we're going the opposite way of you not feeling like, oh, she's intelligent. You're like everything every joke I'm giving you, you're kind of like questioning it and like being like, oh, what does that mean? Or what? Oh, okay. And then the laugh is delayed. Like, oh,
yeah. Do you know what though? I do kind of feel like if you can't laugh together, then there's a wavelength that you're just not on. Do you know what I mean? You're not on the same wavelength.
Yeah,
like, you're on different wavelengths.
So I just think you can't be together.
No, 100.
Yeah. So it sounds so like, but what are we gonna do?
We're just gonna look at each other and just stare blankly. And all the conversations are gonna be deep. Nah, I need balance.
Everyday deep conversations. Yeah, I need balance. Like, oh, what's life?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the future?
Yeah.
Oh,
I need balance.
Please, I need nice balance. That's a really good.
Thank you.
And that's only three. Yeah, you gave three, but that's good.
Good list. It covers all the areas, bases.
Yeah, yeah. I mean? Obviously handsome.
Oh, absolutely. I know it looks fade, but I can't lie. Like, whoever God has for me, like, he's got to remain handsome throughout all of his years. even when he gets grey or when he loses all the
you
hair.
You said, ain't no fading.
No fading. The handsomeness has to remain.
Has to keep 100%. Growing. No, it's true. Because imagine like arguing with your man and you're just looking at his face like,
But some girls like to go for the ugliest. Like, they say like their type is ugly boys. And I'm just like,
No.
Can't relate at all.
I need to see that beauty.
100%.
And not just from the inside. Like, I need to look at your face outwardly, and think you're young. Yeah.
What they call it? Eye candy.
Yeah.
Like, that's my man.
Just look at him walking, you're like, ooh.
Ooh. Daddy.
Ooh, you fine. Ooh. You're fine, man. Yeah. Like, not even wearing, he's wearing his outfit and you're just like, nah, please.
Yeah.
And you're actually hiding them online, not because you're private, but you know that the man's not good looking. Oh, do you know what I mean?
I just thought of that in like reverse. Like, imagine a guy hiding me because like he thought.
Could you imagine?
That would be very painful.
Could you actually imagine?
That'd be very painful.
That would really hurt my heart.
That would be really painful.
Like, could you imagine? Like, getting to the bottom of it.
That's definitely happened to someone.
100%. 100%. That would make me so sad.
And they'll probably just frame it as, nah, like, I'm a private person. Oh, like, I'm a private person. God, like,
and it's not because he's private. He just thinks I'm ugly.
Yeah, brazy. Brazy.
God forbid.
That will not be our portion.
It will not be our portion because, yeah. Oh my God, we've just been gisting. I haven't even got into like...
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Just I like been it. Just been babsing. Uh-huh. Do you know what I mean? Do you know a thought that I've been having recently, right?
Talk to me.
I believe right now that society is under attack.
How so?
God. Well, recently I read that, first of all, the birds are flying real low. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Do you know what? It's not even the fact that they're flying low. It's the fact that even when you're walking past them, they don't move.
They don't give a heck.
They don't care.
They don't give a heck at all.
So
that was my first warning of society crumbling. Yes. I saw it. I ignored it. In my mind, I said, whoa, society is really crumbling. Do you know what I mean? I went to the station. I had to wait for a train. I saw 7 minutes. I said, wow, society is crumbling. A lot of things are changing in the environment right now. Right. But then I read something that really shocked me to my core. And what it was that zoologists were saying that foxes were trying to be domesticated. And I began to think about the foxes in my area. And it's true. They have been lingering, right? Mm. Because what they're trying to do, they want us to invite them into our homes so that they can be like dogs. And they don't have to fight for food outside. Mm. They know they're going to be fed. They know they're going to have a roof over their heads. So if the foxes are doing that, they know something that we don't know. Do you know what I mean? There's something happening.
I swear, is that the conclusion you got to?
The conclusion I came to is that something is happening, and it's happening in the animal kingdom first. I named two things for you just now. The birds that usually are high up in the sky, they're trying to find ways to chill downstairs. Mm. Do you get it? They're trying to chill with us.
And the foxes want to chill in houses.
And now the foxes are have you not seen like videos of foxes actually entering people's homes?
Well, there's this girl I keep seeing on my For You page on TikTok that feeds them like chicken breasts and stuff.
And now what I believe, my theory, is that fox is telling its friends.
Okay, so there's news going around in the fox kingdom.
They're like saying, look, man, if we go to these humans,
we're gonna Do you know what, though? I've got an opposite opinion on that. I think that the foxes, I can't tell you about the birds, but I think the foxes are probably more in our space because there's more city now. There's less like suburban places. So whereas before they would have bigger forests and stuff, there's no forest, there's just city. So they gotta be in our space because where else are they gonna be? Think about it. Word, word, word.
You know, that's a very interesting
Have I done something there a bit?
You may have done something there. And if I was someone that had a mind that was normal, I would accept that.
But?
However, I'm going to go with my theory.
Fair.
And I think that fox that you see on TikTok is going around telling its mates that you don't have to fight for food. You don't have to get leftovers when you get the real thing. Mm. If we get in with these humans, I spoke to a dog the other day. He was having steak. If we get in with these humans, we too can be eating steak. I think they had like a meeting and they all gathered together. Do you know what I mean? And
did
they
were like... Did you ever read the book Fantastic Mr. Fox?
I didn't, actually.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, this is all me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think that's what's really happening right now. And it's just really, it's really troubling, actually. Why? Because there's no structure in society anymore. Where are the rules and how far is this going to go? We haven't even had a proper summer. We're in June.
Yeah,
no, I just
that's the most alarming thing, I'll be honest, for me.
I just think there's so many things happening, but it just feels like I'm the only voice of reason in the whole of life that's seeing these things, these warning signs. Do you know what I mean? But now I've told you, but it seems that you found a way to find logic in this.
Well, I think logic is always important.
Yeah.
But with all this information on all these findings that you found, what are you going to do? Nothing.
I thought that maybe is something that we could partner up on, but it feels like you don't even know what to do yourself. In fact, it feels like you don't even believe me.
Yeah,
so you
much.
Can't even help me.
Yeah,
which is completely fine.
Yeah,
I just wanted to share my musings with you.
Yeah, and you know, I'm happy you shared it in this time.
You were the wrong person.
Probably.
Maybe next week.
Next guest. Hopefully they jump
will get
on board.
It. Yeah.
Maybe you should start like some sort of GoFundMe for like this project of like.
I don't know what the GoFundMe would
be for exactly, but. World, saving the world. I don't know. Couldn't tell you. I'll donate.
As long as you will donate.
Yeah, you'll see my name. Come on.
I will start the GoFundMe.
Run it.
There's some other things we need to discuss.
Hit me.
And I know that you knew that this was going to come up.
I didn't. I don't know where you're going to go with this.
There's some things, and I want to give you an opportunity to clear your name.
Okay.
Because there's some things that I've been seeing.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to defend you.
Oh, no, I know where this is going. What do you mean wanted to defend me?
I wanted to defend you.
Okay.
Because it started with a DM, actually.
Someone,
they DM'd me and they said, you need to get this girl on your show.
Okay.
I said, why? I said, who's Destiny? I said, she's a really gorgeous girl. Why do you believe I need this girl on my show? She said, we've been asking her questions continuously. And she has been ignoring us. And she's been denying it. I said, let the girl, it's her life.
Yeah.
What do you mean? If the girl is saying something, then we have to accept what the girl is saying.
Exactly.
However.
Oh, gosh.
The girl now sent me a video.
Okay.
And even for me, I said, we have some questions. And I want you to just clear your name.
Uh-huh.
What is your favorite part of your workout? Is it the laughter? Is it the flirting? Is it the fact that it's with your lover?
Hey, lover, you're just going to make brazy statements just straight off the bat.
Yes.
That is crazy. When you first asked me that question, I was actually going to say it's the going home. Mm. It's the completing the session.
With your lover.
With my PT, who is just my PT.
Your lover.
My PT.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long has he been your lover for?
He's not my lover. How can I deny my lover if he was my lover? Make it make sense.
Judas denied Jesus.
Well, true. He even gave him up. But nah, honestly, he's just my PT. Okay. And I keep telling people, and one day I will beat these allegations.
You know what the thing is? I want you to beat these allegations.
I don't feel like you do, because the way you've just come for me, I feel a bit
you
targeted.
I wanted you to beat these allegations. And I said, look, we all have friends. I've got guy friends.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes people are like, oh, this your husband or is this... I said, no, that's my bestie. I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
But Destiny, I can't keep defending you.
No, you have to defend me.
These videos,
hey,
it keeps getting worse.
Do you know what it is, though? What people need to realise is I'm a vibe.
You are a vibe.
I'm a vibe with my male friends, with my female friends. And you know what? If I did have a boyfriend, maybe I wouldn't make this kind of content.
Fair.
But I am a single woman. I can have a PT if I want to. And it's not that we're flirting, it's just that we're vibes and we're comfortable with each other. And I feel like to have a PT you have to be comfortable. They're literally seeing you do the maddest like moves.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, honestly, I plead my case. Like, I'm just like, I'm just living my life. Not sold?
You know, I think I believe you.
You believe me? Hallelujah. Thank you.
I just wanted to give you the opportunity to clear your name.
Thank you.
I'm a gracious
person. I don't know if I've cleared it, but...
Yeah, I don't know if you've cleared it. You know, I think if I was you, I would have said it with less smiles.
I'm happy though.
I know, but I would have just pretended. Do you know what
Wait,
I mean?
Are just you, to, a PR person?
Yeah, like I would have been like, do you know what I mean?
This like, is, more serious now.
Yeah, I would have been like, you know, I would have just been like, so ask it, ask me.
Okay, okay. Tell me, is it your lover?
Absolutely not.
So what's your favorite part of the sessions?
My favorite part of the session is actually the RDL and the squats, you know.
So what's with all the flirting?
It's interesting that you would call it flirting. I just call it getting along with my PT and getting the job done.
Well, damn, I'll do that next time, maybe.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you went into straight.
You got to lock it in.
Yeah.
Like, this ain't a joke. This
I like that.
Like, I don't want you guys cock blocking. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, my husband could be out here watching this.
Do you know what it is? What's something that keeps me up at night is the fact that my husband could be out there thinking that I'm in a full relationship. Yeah. I'm literally not.
Yeah.
And the clock's ticking. Do you know what I mean? So.
You know what I'm saying? He's just looking. He's like, oh. I want to talk to her, but
yeah,
she's got a lover.
Yeah, anyone out there, like, I promise, I'm actually very single. I'm not looking because it's he who finds, but if you're ready to find me, then find me.
She would like to be found.
I would like to be found.
Period. Do you know what I mean? Now that I know that, because even me, I could have some people for
hey,
me.
Hey, send them
but
my way.
But I didn't
way.
Know. I told you.
No,
I saw,
but now you know.
I saw the videos. I said I can't defend
yeah,
this.
Yeah, you can't. But now that you've heard me speaking my name, like speaking my truth, like you hear it, innit?
Yeah. You know what? I really appreciate you coming on my show today and you know, fighting these allegations.
Thank you. I feel like once this goes out, I feel like I can actually get some sleep.
I did get a DM for real, Tom.
Did you actually?
Bro, that's I got a crazy. DM for real. She was like, I think you need to get Destiny on your show.
No way.
We need answers.
Wow.
We need answers. She sent me bare
I hope
videos.
She watches this. I hope you watch this.
Watch it.
Send her the link when it drops.
Yeah. And then you watch it and then you beat the allegations. Mm-hmm. I believe you.
Fight.
Even
fight.
I saw that like, looking like. What's a talent that people will be shocked that you have?
Oh, I love this question. A talent that people will be shocked that I have. I mean, I can do the splits. I don't think that's very shocking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that's all I got. That's really bad, isn't
splits.
It? What's yours?
I think I have psychic abilities.
Okay, next. All this box talk, and now you're talking about psychic abilities. Girl, bye. Get out of here.
I be seeing things.
Yeah?
Talking my dreams. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Low-key, I think that's a talent.
That might be God-given.
No, I think it's God-given, for real.
Mm.
Yeah, I think I can, sometimes I can, when I'm really locked in, I can actually... As in, like, I've seen things, like, with my friends.
That's come to pass.
That's actually happened.
Okay.
Like, it's one of those things that my parents will be like, if I say I've had a dream, everyone sits down. They're like, okay.
Ooh, so it's given prophetic, basically.
Do you know what I mean? Like, low key. But
okay,
only, when
certain there.
Only when I'm, like, really locked in, like, damn. When I'm just, like, focused sometimes. Especially when I was younger. More so when I was younger than now.
Damn, you need to tap into that more then.
I feel like I should, yeah. Like, yeah. Because it's actually, like, low-key. I'm like, oh.
No, man. God works in mysterious ways. So if you...
Yeah, but not about myself, though. That's the only thing.
They always say, though, people that, like, have, like, prophetic giftings of any sort, like, a lot of the time that they can help other people, but when it comes to their own life, like, it's still very confusing.
Yeah. Dreams I've had about myself have been categorically false.
Okay.
Like... I'll be like, they'll dream about a guy. In my dream, he was my husband. In reality, he's my enemy.
Oh, wow.
Like,
I thought you shouldn't say, like, he's nowhere to be found. But
no, man.
It's someone that's
real
enemy.
People.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And then I'll be like,
hey.
It doesn't work out and it never works out. And it's just, yeah. So for me, it doesn't click. But for others, sometimes it clicks.
Damn.
Yeah.
Gotta look into that.
So that'll be my mysterious talent.
Okay.
Yeah, low key.
Was splits a good one?
Because I look at you and I can believe you can do the splits, you know?
Fair.
Like, you can't sing?
I can't sing.
Wow. You
can't
rap?
Sing. Nope.
You can't do, like, what are the talents?
Yeah, what's
are you good at sports?
Yes, actually, I did athletics when I was younger.
Okay, so
I used
to
be really
that.
Fast.
Okay, so I wouldn't really fast. That.
So that could be one too.
That could be one. Are you part of the running club now? Do you like run and
nah,
stuff?
But I know loads of girls are joining running clubs for one reason and one reason only. But the running stuff ain't for me. I'll be so real.
Yeah,
short distance only.
Yeah. I tried it recently actually, and I was just a bit like,
Can you do 5K?
Not 5K. I did 2.6. When I ran
okay,
the other
see, because I was saying to my manager the other day, like, I don't know why, whether it's like just me being Delulu, but I feel like I could complete a 5K on my first time trying.
Here we go again.
I'm just saying, I feel like
here we go again.
Even if the time wouldn't be good, I feel like I could genuinely do it.
This is what you said about the rice. You believe that you can do it. Do
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Be optimistic, innit?
You're very optimistic. The thing is, yeah, because of how you're saying it, I can believe you.
Yeah, I'm selling it, right?
Yeah, I can bet on you. Someone was like, oh, can you bet £10? Let's make it like 5K.
Quick tenner, like, yeah, let's do it.
I need you to do it.
I will, don't worry.
First try. 5K, do you know what that is? You know that's
light
like
work.
Non-stop for at least like half an hour.
Oh, non-stop? Can't I walk a bit?
You got to keep moving though.
Yeah, calm.
I don't think you can walk though.
No, a 5K is a 5K, whether I walk
or
run.
No. Anyone can go around and just walk 5K. I can walk 5K.
Oh, so it only counts if it's consistent.
In my opinion, it's like you're jogging. And if you're like, it's either you're jogging a little fast or you're jogging lightly.
Yeah,
light
jogging.
Not
calm.
Walking. Like, oh, calm. Yeah, like you're going to the corner shop. Like,
yeah.
No, that don't count.
Okay, calm jog though.
Yeah,
light jog.
Where you'll keep, trust me, it's a lot, you know. When I did that 2.6, there was sometimes I wanted to give up.
Oh, really? But you still hang in there?
I went there. It took me 22 minutes.
Hey, yeah. Just for half a 2 point. How long do people do 5Ks in?
No. See what you were going to, you were just going to say just for. No. I caught you. Just for. No. You caught yourself, but I caught you. Wow. You said, you little manned me. You said,
No. I'm sorry.
What, 22 minutes for 2.6? Mind you, have you done it?
No. So, did you know, I've come on this podcast yet and I'm just saying a lot of things, but I don't mean it, innit? So just
it's like you're not even showing me support.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
I mean?
I'm actually sorry now. Good job, man.
Like,
good job.
Yeah,
good job.
I told you about the fox. Anyways, I'm not gonna go back to that, man. I'm not even
I digress.
Gonna go back. I digress. A question I always ask all of my co-hosts is, who is Destiny? Like, what are the ingredients that make up who you are?
Ooh, that's another. You've been dropping some great questions. I love it. Who is Destiny?
Mm-hmm.
Destiny is a child of God.
Mm.
Destiny is vibrant. Destiny is confident. Destiny is a sister and a friend and a daughter. How else do people answer this?
You're doing a very beautiful job.
Am I doing a good job?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just throwing out things out there.
No, because you're just, it's nice because you're describing like who you are.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
You know, vibrant. They could be more descriptive words and they're like, you know, I just feel like when you do ask people this question sometimes, they go into the whole like, oh, I'm a content creator, I'm an actor, I'm this and that. And it's like, it's not about like what your job is.
It's
like
who you are.
Actually are you? Do you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
So you're doing
a really good
job.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I just keep flowing. I think I'm the kind of person that like, I think a lot. Like my mind is always going. Like I could have the smallest interaction and I could think about it like later on that day.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that I am quite easily distracted.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone's talking to me but I can hear something going on, I'll just like my head will just turn and
yeah.
I've actually been told off about that a couple of times and I'm like, sorry, like if I fixate on something, like I can fixate on something, but if something else happens I can just lose focus.
Yeah.
But anything else that's significant to me? I'm Caribbean, born in St. Lucia.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm short.
You are?
Yeah, but so are you. So don't even start.
No, do you know what? It just surprised me.
Okay.
I don't know why I thought you were taller.
Everyone says this to me.
They say it to me as well, but with you, I can...
You can really feel it.
Yeah.
Do you know what? The amount of times that people have seen me for the first time in person, they're like, rah. Like, I actually thought you was way taller. I'm just like, do I give tall energy online?
You give tall energy, yeah.
I'm not even trying to, but...
Yeah. Spirit,
5 foot
like,
two.
You're tall. Oh,
how tall are you? 5'1"? You're definitely shorter than me, so don't do that face. What are you?
5'2.5".
Girl, bye.
When I got measured, they said
yeah, you need to get measured again. Because when I saw you, I was looking like this. I was looking down.
Everyone cut the cameras right now.
Cut the cameras right now.
What, are you okay?
Now, you are shorter than me, though.
I don't think I am.
Okay. Do you know when the kind of
when the camera, I will stand next to you because you're wearing, you know, it's got
basically wearing the same shoes. What size are you? Four.
Four.
Hey.
Wow. Maybe you're taller than. No, I'm not.
I promise I am.
All right, we'll see. It's not a big deal now. We'll just stand next to each other. It's just height.
Okay.
Petite queen.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I honestly, like, when I saw you, I was like, oh, you are petite.
No, you're doing this. How dare you?
quite petite. I wasn't expecting that. No, yeah. I feel like you described yourself really well, actually.
Thank you.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I love when you said that you were, like, vibrant, and you're a friend, and you're a sister. Like, is friendship really important to you?
100%. Yeah. I feel like in the last 2 years, I've met, like, a group of, like, four girls. Oh, wait, am I the fourth? Wait. Three girls, yeah, because I'm the fourth one. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we met at this church we used to go to. We now go to a different church, but those girls are literally, like, we're locked in. Mm. Like, we're locked in. Like, I really value my friendships. And I think in this day and age, sometimes it can be hard to find legit friendships because I feel like a lot of people are more so friends because they like going out together or they do stuff together. But, like, I think our friendship is on a different sort of foundation and I really just appreciate it.
Yeah.
And there's honesty in the friendship, which... it's so important.
It's so important. Yeah. I say this all the time. Like, just being able to be honest with your friends. Like, you don't have to put up a front. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to, like, put up this whole, like, when you guys are together and it's performative. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can just exist.
100%. And, you know, I think one of my favourite things about my friendships is that when we're together, we don't have to entertain each other.
Exactly.
Like, I can just be on my phone or editing or doing something and I don't have to speak. But if there is a time where we need to speak, we can speak. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I love. I hate it when, like, if when you're quiet, it's like, what's wrong?
Yeah, nah, man.
And I'm like, I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm just existing. Chilling. Yeah.
I'm just like, existing. Just, yeah. I don't want to be all, do you know what I mean? Especially, like, in our industry, it kind of feels sometimes where you just have to, like, play up to what they see online.
100%.
And it's really hard for people to understand that, like, yeah, this is a part of me that I'm showing you.
Multifaceted.
But exactly, multifaceted. Like, there's other parts of me. I'm not like this every time. I'm not jumping off the walls every 24/7, time. I'm not a clown. Like, people expect you to just, da-da-dum.
Yeah.
Give me a...
Let's chill, please.
And I'm no, I'm actually really, really tired. Today, so I feel like when you find that, like, safe space where you can just exist and just be yourself, I'm like, oh, thank God. Yeah, like, it's literally.
I think it's nice as well. Sorry to cut you off.
No, it's okay, babe.
I think it's nice as well because a lot of the three friends, well, I have more than three friends, but I was just mainly talking about the three ones then. Mm-hmm. But all of my really close friends, like, I have, like, I'd say a good group of, like, eight, like, boys and girls. And, like, most of them aren't in the social media world at all. So it's like I can, like, disconnect, which is quite nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
But they're still in the loop about, like, the things I do, the things I get up to, but it's totally, like, separate.
Yeah, that's really nice. Yeah. Do you have, like, industry friends as well?
I have a few. But I'd say I'm still quite new to the industry, so I wouldn't say I've formed like a solid friendship with someone that also does the same thing as me yet. But I'm not mad at that because I know I have solid friendships outside of that. So it's not like I'm looking searching.
Where are my friends?
If something comes, where are they? If something comes authentically, then yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But I do have like good like connections or, you know, when you don't want to say friend.
Yeah.
But like it is a friend, but it's not like a.
Bestie.
I'm not
gonna,
yeah.
Like if you're like in a big predicament, you're not gonna call them.
Yeah, exactly.
Vice versa. Yeah. Which I think is okay.
Yeah.
Like, we need to just bring that back of just like knowing that this is your friend, this is your acquaintance, and this is okay.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to force it.
I used to, let me tell you something.
You used to force it.
I used to find it so difficult to like separate it. So I used to have a salon. And with the salon, I had like people who would like come to the salon. Like, so I used to work with influencers and get them to come into the salon, get their hair done, da 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 da. Obviously, a lot of them were actually like acquaintances as opposed to like my actual friends.
Yeah.
But what I found is that if they would like message me like late at night and be like, oh yeah, Rita, by the way, can you get me booked in to like do my hair, da 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 da, I would feel a bit offended because I'm just like, it's 10 o'clock at night. This is after work hours.
I thought we were friends.
Yeah. Like, can't you ask me how I am? Like, ask me if I'm alive. Like, you're just going straight. It just felt like it was like straight to work. And I found myself like getting really like a little bit hurt of just like the disconnect between not knowing who my actual friends are and who my acquaintances were. And then trying to make my acquaintances like my actual friends and trying to have something deep with them. I'm quite a deep person, so I don't really like just...
surface level stuff.
Oh, no. I'm like, let's get into it. Do you know what I mean? Because I actually want to know you. Do you know what I mean? And I just found that so hard because it just kind of felt like constant rejection in a way, because you're trying to get deep and you, and then you're thinking that they see you the same way you see them,
but it's not.
But they see you as an acquaintance,
and you know what? It's one of them ones, yeah, where what you're talking about sounds so sticky, because it's like you might see someone as your friend and they just see you as the hairdresser.
Do you get it?
Peak.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's like, oh, so we're not that cool.
Yeah, it wasn't that.
Was never that, yeah. And that just is like really hurtful. So then when I just stopped and I was like, okay, this person is actually my friend, so when I need someone that I need to like rely on, or I'm having a bad day or whatever, I know I can go to this person. Then I'm like, oh, this person is for the vibes. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, if we're going out, you know what I'm saying, I want to know, I want to have a good time, I want to have a fun time, oh, she, we're gonna have a fantastic
you're my outside friend.
You're my outside friend. Yeah. And then there's a friend that's like, we're talking about work.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? The work friend that you know that if you have like an idea, they're gonna amp you up and be like, yeah, okay, do this. Oh, I know so and so that can help you. So when you have that, the categories like that, you're like, oh, you just feel more at ease because expectations are being met.
But then don't you feel like a friend should be able to cover all three bases if they're
and
really
you have
friends?
Good friends who are like that, who can cover all bases. But I don't try to make like one friend my everything. Do you know what I mean?
Fair.
I'm really that's aware of the fact fair. Of like, sometimes people can't just be your everything. Do you know what fair. I mean? There's certain things that more certain friends are better at
some
than
areas
others.
Than
you know,
others,
you have
yeah.
some friends who are super maternal. Do you know what I mean? So when you are feeling like super sad They'd or whatever,
be the ones you go to.
Do you know what I mean? They're just maternal. That's their, you know what I'm saying? But you know, there used to be a time when people would be like, oh, you know, when I'm in a different level of my life, I can't hang around with certain people because we're not in the same level. Do you know what I mean? We're leveling up.
Bye.
It's like the most rubbish I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I'm like, why do you guys talk like people aren't humans? Like,
I've never got that mindset, because for me, I want to be with the same people that I started with when I'm up, because I know right. you've seen the journey, you've
exactly.
been there. Rather than drop the people that started with me and then formulate new ones when they wasn't there for the before times, basically.
Do you
that
know what
don't
I mean?
Make no sense.
It's giving real, real fake.
Yeah, 100%.
And everyone learns their lesson with that. Do you know what I mean?
The hard way.
The hard way.
Yeah.
Because when things aren't really popping,
that's when you know who's
friends?
Really your friend. Yeah.
Where are they?
Where they at?
Nowhere to be found.
Literally.
Nowhere. So I've learned that. So I'm like, nah. Not anymore. You were saying that you're quite new to the industry. How long have you been doing what you're doing, content creating?
I've only been content creating full time for just over a year now.
Oh wow!
But I've dibbled and dabbled in the industry because in 2020 I went on Does a Shoe Fit, and then I didn't start making. I had a YouTube channel, but it was just like a little hobby thing that I was doing. It wasn't like taking off or anything. But then I properly started doing TikToks in 2022 around September.
Wow.
Yeah. And then from 2022 to 2023, I did really well. Like just growing my platform, and then I did like some other Foot Asylum bits. And then, 2023, I decided to actually go full time. So it's coming up to around this time last year when I said, okay, I'm going to go full time.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy. Crazy.
How's that journey been for you?
It's been daunting. It's been exciting though, because I feel like, so being like a full-time content creator / presenter and that kind of stuff, like it opens a lot of doors and work doesn't feel like work. And I always explain it as I'm walking in answered prayers, because these are things that I used to pray about, like being a full-time creator, content creator, like that's something that I remember growing up, and like, but this was before TikTok, so this was like more so YouTube days. Like you see all this kind of stuff and it's like, oh my God, I'd love to do that. And it's like, now I'm doing this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So sometimes it doesn't really feel real, but I feel really like blessed and highly favored, I must say. But yeah, the journey has been just really exciting, and just, I took the leap of faith and it's done really well. So I'm just trying to be as consistent as possible.
I love that for you. If you wasn't doing content creation, what would you be doing?
I don't know. I've always wanted to be an actor, so I probably would have gone into the acting route, because that's what I did at uni. But when I actually graduated, I was teaching, and I was going to go down the becoming like an English teacher or a drama teacher. But I said, nah, like I'm actually going to go for my dream. So that's why I just decided to quit and then do the content stuff. And like at first I was doing the acting stuff, but that didn't take off, so then I started doing social media and then that took off, so here I am today.
Would you still do acting?
Absolutely,
yeah, because I come from an acting background as well.
Oh really? I love that. Acting, that is my I love it, and I feel like it kind of helps with what I do now. Even though most of the stuff that I do is literally just me, I feel like, I don't know, you have to have a bit more of a presence sometimes. 100%. You know what I mean? And I feel like having an acting background kind of helps you with that.
100%. I always say that when I have kids, I want them to go acting classes. Like, even if they don't want to be an actor,
Nice.
I want them to go acting classes.
I think it helps with confidence.
Yeah, 100%. I just think it just allows you to be seen. I feel like before I was studying acting, like I remember my acting teacher literally saying to me that you walk into a room like you want to hide. Like you don't want people to see you. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
And I was like, huh? And it was true. Like, if people will stare at me too long, I'm like, oh, don't look at me too... Yeah, because I'm like, if you look at me too long, you're going to start looking at me thinking, oh, her eyes aren't even, or da-da-da-da. So I feel like acting classes really just taught me to just allow myself to be seen, be confident in what I'm doing, research, do you know what I mean? Mm. Be really detailed and, like... And I studied in New York. So,
sick.
Yeah, I left college when I was 17, went to New York, studied there for 2.5 years.
That is sick.
Came out to London, was taking acting classes. I think I was like literally working until like 2021, I think was like my last like proper job, obviously the pandemic and stuff like that. And then I was just thought, I need a break. Like I've just been doing it since I was 11 and I was really tired of like my day being interrupted with self-tapes. I know that sounds really ridiculous.
I get it. And you know when you have a deadline...
You've got a plan, like you planned out your day, and then suddenly
beat the script,
yeah,
and then you've got to film it, and you've got to find someone
to help
read the other lines.
Let me focus. I need to make money. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, what's working right now? Do you know what I mean? Especially like, I didn't have my salon anymore. I just sold it. I was like, all right, cool. I need to do something that's gonna bring me money right now. What's gonna establish me right now? And then when I'm ready, I will still get into acting and all of that kind of stuff.
Skill
it never
will
leaves
still be
you.
There.
You know what I'm saying?
So when did you start content then?
About 2020.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, in the pandemic. That was my excuse to start because
that
everyone
was a great
doing
time
it.
To start.
Do you know what I mean? Everyone was doing it. But I wasn't even like mad consistent with it. I was just here and there, videos here and there and stuff like that. And then I guess maybe like from 2021, 2022, I started to like really take it seriously. And I think I've been full time now for like 2.5 years, I'd say.
Nice.
Of just doing it full time. But yeah, it was just being consistent. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I love acting and I'm going to defo like get into it again. But I was like, I need to focus. You know, when you're just doing too many things at the same time,
yeah,
but nothing was clicking. I was like, I can't be half in here, half here there. I need to focus
doing
on one
too
thing.
Too much and just put your all into it. Like,
do you know what I mean?
Kind of like tunnel vision in it.
Yeah, and then from that, I can just do whatever I want. I just believe that once people know you for one thing, I feel like you can
pivot
and just do loads of other things. So yeah, that's the plan, really. I can see you acting though.
Listen, sis, I love one thing I love is being a character.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So
do you take classes or anything?
Not anymore. I was gonna go to like a drama school, but I've just been doing the social media, so I haven't even like looked into other stuff yet.
But
I do feel like in this day and age, like having a platform can allow you to do so many different things, including acting.
So
I know that when the time comes, like something will come up. 100%. Do you know what I mean? So I'm not even fazed. Something will come.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I can actually really
I'm speaking it and I'm hearing it. Yeah, you're hearing it.
And
some
I'm receiving
sort of Netflix
it.
Series or something.
Listen,
man. Get me in there.
Get her in there.
Get her in there right now. Get me in there.
Get you in there
get
immediately.
In there. Yeah.
Okay, so what was a moment that you've realized recently that made you feel like you're not as adult as you think you are?
This is a bit of a weird one. Not a weird one, but basically I've been like looking more into like buying a house and like the amount of stuff that goes into it. I said, I'm not ready. Cause they were talking about surveyors. You got to do stamp duty. But I think that's only if you've never bought a house or something.
Yeah.
And you got to know all the different types of houses, semi-detached, detached, this.
Yeah.
You got to know.
Leasehold.
Yeah, leasehold.
Is it sharehold?
Share, something.
Oh, no. Or is that businesses?
No, there's different types of ways to own the house.
Yeah.
I said, wow. Like, this is, I'm only just like saving right now, so I'm not actually going to buy it yet.
Yeah.
But it just feels so overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I'm in the saving part
still.
I looked into it a little bit.
You were like, whoa.
And I said, nah, do you know?
It's too much.
It's way too much. It's too much.
It is actually mad complicated.
Yeah.
But that's very adult of you.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's quite, Thank you. Property hunting.
Yeah. Do you know what? I feel like, I don't know whether this is like just the home I was brought up into, but my mum would always say like, one thing you need to like make sure is that you get a house, you buy a house. And like, I don't know, maybe it's like a sense of security or what it is, but that's something that I'm really passionate about getting sorted and just having, you know? So I just, because I ain't doing a renting thing.
I can't know.
I'm going to stay at home until I can't stay at home no more. And my mum's pretty chill.
Yeah.
And I've got a good enough like size room and stuff. So I'm really happy to be at home and not have to pay rent. I do help my mum out.
No, but of course. Yeah, yeah. Do you know what? I'm glad that you said that, because I feel like there's just this thing that people do online. And I always say that the internet's real, but it's not real. But I see like these conversations and I'm just like, why do you guys not live in reality? Like,
can we be for real?
Like, just be for real for 5 seconds. Yeah, yeah, please. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And I really love that you're like, yeah, I'm at home. And when I'm ready, I will leave. Because I think if you have the, what's the word? If you're blessed enough to be able to like be at home, you have a good relationship with your family and you can be at home, then why not? Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what? I'm not going to lie. I was thinking about moving out, because it's not like I don't have the means to, but even if I have the means, it doesn't mean that I should.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I think that a lot of people, they have the means to do certain things and they just do it. Not necessarily thinking about if this is the best decision to do.
Exactly.
But it's just like, well, I can, so I will. But you shouldn't always think like that.
Exactly. And it has its benefits. Do you know what I mean? Sure. Like, moving out, it has its benefits.
My mom's a hoarder.
Do you know what I mean?
My mom's a hoarder. So I just see random stuff around the house. You're like, why is this here? Like, why is this here?
Do you know what I mean? So there's benefits and there's like good things that come out of it. I waited quite a long time before I moved out. But I was really happy by the time that I did do it. I was like, okay, this is good. And it's, you know, it's got its benefits. But if you're actually, my thing is, if you're at home, people will be like, oh, I'm saving, but they're not really saving.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, then you're wasting your time, because you could be out and you could be, you know, having that experience.
And you're just going to prolong it.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But if you are actually at home and you're comfortable and you're actually saving, why not? So outside, let me tell you something, the rent.
I can only imagine.
Rent right now is actually insane.
And people, the landlords are just raising it.
Raising it. And you're just like, guys, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And you've got like adults, full-blown adults having to just house share. Do you know what I mean? For a really long time. Like, I'm currently house sharing and I'm like trying to move out. But it's just the idea of the fact that like, you would never imagine that you'd be in your 30s and you have to house share. But it's just the economy. And some people, they don't even have the means to be able to live by themselves at all.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just actually insane. And then there's some people, they're living with like 8 people. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, people want to talk about it and like, oh, ho. But bro, like, it's actually the state of affairs. Like, it's really scary. So I just kind of feel like, people should just have more conversations about that. Like, house sharing is not a bad thing. Staying at home is not a bad thing. Yeah. When you're ready and when the time is right, what works for you, it works for you.
Literally.
And that's it.
And that's that.
And there's that.
Literally.
But what I also like to ask is, are you as adult as you think you are?
Ooh, am I as adult as I think I am? I think so, you know.
Okay.
I think I am quite like self-sufficient and I do have my head screwed on.
Okay.
I think that I do think long-term, like I don't just think about now. And I think that that's something that adults do. I think when you're younger, you're more likely to just think about the day-to-day. But when you're more thinking like an adult, you think long-termly, and I do think like that. But like there are areas where I could... I don't even think that it's the fact that I'm not yet an adult. I think it's the fact that I'm an adult, but I just need more knowledge. Do you know what I mean?
You're my first guest who has answered this with a lot of confidence.
Oh, thank you.
And I respect it.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you some questions though.
Oh, go on. Hit
and
me.
I'm going to decide if I'm you're scared. As adult as you think you
Wait,
are.
Is it going to be stuff that I need to know?
I'm just going to ask you. It's just adulthood according to me.
Okay, bet.
Do you know what I mean? It's nothing crazy, but that was a fantastic answer.
Thank you.
So we're going to see.
Okay, I'm scared now.
Okay. When a light flashes in your car, right? How long does it take for you to go and sort it out?
Oh, no, I do that like really quickly. Like, because it's something that I use like every day. Like, I need to make sure that it's okay. Like, the other day, I turned my car on and my reverse camera didn't come on. I literally called my thing there and then, and he told me like what it could potentially be. Like, I'm very quick with like car mechanic stuff.
When it comes to your petrol, you're driving home, it's late, it's low. Do you think, you know what, I'm gonna do this in the morning, even though you know you've got an early morning?
Yes.
Instead of just doing it at night?
Yes.
You take that risk?
Yes.
And every morning you regret it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I've got to like structure more time in my getting ready, because I know I need to go to the to the petrol station. And I'm like, why didn't I just do this the night before? Destiny, why didn't you just do it?
Yeah, every time.
It happens every time.
Every time.
It happens every time.
Do you know where all your socks are?
Do I know where all my socks are?
Yeah.
Some sides of them. Like some, you know, when you got one sock, but you don't know where the other one is. But to be fair, I feel like everyone can like agree that you put your socks in the laundry and not all of them come back. I'm sure the washing machine is eating the socks or something, because where they're going, I can tell you.
Real adults know where their socks are.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know where all my socks are.
Oh, maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm not an adult then.
I know exactly where they are.
Okay.
Actually. Happy. Do you have an air fryer?
Yes.
That's good.
Okay, is that adult-y?
No, it's very good.
Okay, cool.
It's very, very good.
Amazing.
How often do you like buy new bed sheets and stuff?
I've got like a collection. So like if I'm washing one, I already have one. Like I don't need to buy a new one because it's already like in a section in my room.
You don't need to like, so when you're changing your sheets, do you like have to wait until that one's washed and dried
no,
before
no,
you,
no, no.
you've
no,
got
no,
like
no.
On
yeah,
rotation.
Yeah, in rotation, like towels and stuff like that as well. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some people, that's all they've got.
That's all I got. When was in the wash, they're just sleeping on the plain
the bed is just bare. It's just bare, and I just think it's very irresponsible. You should be able to just rotate it.
Rotate, yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
rotate it, get it going.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, okay. That was, okay. You know what? It's not bad.
Yeah?
It's not bad. It's, you know,
could have been better.
The socks thing,
yeah, we can brush that.
The petrol thing, I can let that slide.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? For this reason, I've got you a little gift.
Oh, amazing!
A little adult gift. Air fryer liners.
This is actually come in handy
when you're cooking. You don't want to just put it in the air fryer. You want to have something that protects it. Do you know what I mean? You know, gets the oil.
Amazing.
Not too oily.
Uh huh.
Do you know what I mean? And it's reusable.
Ah.
Because we care about the environment.
Amazing. Yeah, I'll take that. Christmas came early this year. Goodness. Oh, perfect. What would you have said if I said I didn't have an air fryer?
It would have been how I insulted you more. Like,
ah, nice. She bought both ways.
Yeah,
thank
I've done
you.
It before. The girl, I got her recipe book.
Oh,
and she
amazing.
Had an air fryer.
Okay.
And it was air fryer recipes.
Okay.
And that, so yeah, she didn't like that gift.
Okay, no, this is perfect.
But you know what? That's it, man. We've come to the end of the
we've
show.
We've come to the end.
It's been wonderful having you. We've had some good chats. It's
we
been
have.
Some ups and downs.
Time goes fast when you're having fun.
Time goes fast when you're having fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Guys, thank you for watching another episode of Faking Adulthood. Woo!
Woo!
With our co-host, Destiny. Guys, you know the vibe, okay? Mm-hmm. You know the vibe. Share. Subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend. I don't want to be your secret lover, okay?
Ooh.
I want you to share me, okay? I don't want to be undercover. I want to be mainstream in your life. You know what I'm saying? So, also, you know another thing. If you did not like my co-host, please do not use that as a reason to not come back. She is not going to be here next week, okay? So if you didn't like her, it's completely fine. Come back next week. We've got someone new and it's all good. Let me know your thoughts. I'm so sorry, guys. I forgot to read out your complaints and dilemmas. Next week, I will definitely do it. But the vibe was just vibing, okay? And I have a word of the day for next week as well because the vibes were vibing. So next week, I've got you. Thank you so much for watching, for listening. Rate the show if you're listening, only if it's 5 stars. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Bye.